AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran again fired missiles and drones at its Gulf Arab neighbors and Israel today. Meanwhile, John Gambrell reports Israel says it took out two more Iranian leaders in overnight strikes.
Ali Larijani, a top Iranian security official, is dead. That's according to Israel's defense minister, who announced the killing of Larijani, along with the killing of the leader of the besieged, the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer paramilitary force that has been crucial in putting down the nationwide demonstrations that have gripped that country. Now, the killing of Larijani again strips away the top leaders from Iran's theocracy. This is after the war already has seen the Israelis kill 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, as well as other military leaders. Now, his son, Mujtaba Khamenei, is now Supreme Leader, and he is going to have to prosecute the war against the Americans and the Israelis without these trusted leaders still in their positions.
President Trump says NATO and most U.S. allies have rejected his request that they join a mission to secure the Strait of Hormuz.
Everyone agrees with us, but they don't want to help. And we as the United States have to remember that because we think it's pretty shocking.
Oil prices resumed their rise today. Brent crude settling at $102.58 per barrel. U.S. crude, $95.20. Stocks closed higher, the Dow edging up just about 0.1%. The S&P, 0.2%. The Nasdaq, 0.5%. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been subpoenaed to answer questions from Congress about the sex trafficking investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and the Justice Department's handling of millions of related files. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is calling for new people in charge in Cuba. The island nation is suffering its third nationwide blackout in 4 months. President Trump said yesterday he believes he'll have the honor of taking Cuba. This is AP News. The Iran war's impact on farming.
Shipping disruptions caused by Iran essentially stopping tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz have resulted in a potential shortage of fertilizer American farmers need for their crops. The rising cost of fertilizer is eroding profit margins. Seventh-generation Missouri farmer Tom Waters says he already has purchased most of his fertilizer for the spring planting season.
I've talked to my supplier about what we need. We've got some of it locked in. He's still having some struggles getting the fertilizer that he needs locked in.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing says the length of the Iran war will determine fertilizer prices.
It does depend on how long this conflict keeps going.
Experts say the rising cost of fertilizer, coupled with an already bad farm economy, could push some farmers out of business. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.